Happy New Year, and all that nonsense. I was asked to give a talk for January the 1st, 2024. Actually, this is a pre-recorded talk because I was requested to speak, especially by devotees in Scotland, and I could have given a live talk, but can't rely on the internet connection here. So here we go. It's a pre-recorded talk. Happy New Year, they say. Well, one good thing about this year coming up, 2024, is that at least many people are getting to understand that we can't expect much happiness ahead of us. It used to be in those quaint old times that we actually thought that things might get better or that life is generally quite good, but the situation in the world at the present time is such that people don't even look forward to happiness. They don't think that they will be happy. There are so many bad things going on. Of course, there are always bad things going on, but sometimes the consciousness of it becomes more intense. But still, people will try to forget it. Revelry, that word is there, revelry. It's a time for revelry, staying up on December 31st night, at least till midnight, getting drunk. This is, at least in Britain, what I remember, how people celebrate. Getting drunk is the standard way to celebrate anything. And devotees, they also come together. Maybe they stay up and go on public Harinam Sankirtan among all the wild animals in drunken shape and come together on January the 1st. Our whole Krishna consciousness process is a process of celebration. Every day is a celebration. Morning and evening we come together, have arati, kirtan, celebrating Krishna, Krishna's mercy on us. In the evening, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance and how he is worshipped by Brahma and the demigods. So our whole process is one of celebration. Still we have plenty of festivals throughout the year, but there is quite a long gap between Kartik. Toward the end of Kartik, we have festivals, Govardhan Puja, Srila Prabhupada's Disappearance Day. And then the next big festival is Nityananda Trayodashi. So we go over 2 months without any festival. So Christmas, New Year, devotees can also celebrate that. Don't dress Krishna as Santa Claus. Don't do that nonsense. But at least because it's a public holiday in Scotland, I presume, and many other places, devotees can take the opportunity to congregate, chant Hare Krishna together. That's how we celebrate. No getting drunk. No way. Srila Prabhupada saved us from all that rascaldom. We come together, we chant Hare Krishna, we discuss about Krishna, take prasadam, enjoy the company of devotees, very rare, precious souls. The most important people in Scotland are the devotees I'm addressing, although who gives them any importance? If anyone knows about us, they think, who knows what they think, but if they think about us at all, we're definitely not high on the agenda in the public consciousness, but devotees are the most important people. They can give what people really need so they can have a happy new year every year. Happy life in Krishna consciousness. As the world looks forward to a glum 2024, we can give some light, we can give some idea how we can live in this world happily and prepare ourselves to get out of this miserable material world and go back to Godhead. So, and we can give the proper ideas how to come out of the terrible condition in the world. What is the solution? Krishna consciousness. There's no shortage of anything but Krishna consciousness. So devotees go out dutifully, regularly, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, chanting publicly. Scotland used to, I'm not sure if it is now, but it used to be a great bastion of Srila Prabhupada's transcendental book distribution. So many books have been distributed there. They're sitting as time bombs in people's homes. We should go on distributing. That creates auspiciousness. Srila Prabhupada writes in the fourth canto, I believe it is, that devotees, they should perform sankirtan yagyas in different places all over the world. This will bring in imperceptible auspiciousness in this material world, which is by nature, everything is dark and gloomy, like winter in Scotland. It's for days and days, the sky, well, you don't have much of a day anyway. It's a short day, especially if you get up to the north, up to Thurso and John O'Groats. The days are very short. And for days and days, you won't see the sun. It'll just be gray sky, days and days and days. So in one sense, that's good. It can be quite depressing, but it speaks to the condition of the material world. It's just dark and gloomy. That dark, cold and gloomy, with sometimes some rain and snow. So that's good. People should understand this. This is the nature of this material world. Summertime is some illusion of good weather. In good weather, you can suffer your birth, death, old age and disease in the sunshine. Sounds miserable? Well, that's the material world. And you are very special people because you've realized that. You've dedicated your lives to Krishna. So try and help others. Give Krishna consciousness. You're doing it. Continue to do it. That's all I can request. Otherwise, this whole idea, New Year, that everything was miserable in the previous year, but anyway, maybe the next year will be better. Hope against hope, durashaya, this hoping against hope that things will get better, that new things are not. We're not happy the way things are, but we'll do something new, do something different. But our Krishna conscious approach is very different. We're interested in the ultimate truth, which is beyond this world of trying to find some pleasure in a place where there is no happiness. We're interested in the ultimate truth. And that which is new can never be true from the perspective of the ultimate truth, because the ultimate truth remains the same always. So that which is true is not new. Well, in one sense, yes, because Krishna seems like new, but in the principle of the ultimate truth, the absolute truth, remains the same, doesn't change. We're looking to the past. Instead of looking to the future, we should look to the past. Purvaya purvataram kirtam, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. We should follow the example of what the great personalities did in the past. The effect of time is not to make things better, but to destroy. By in course of time, Krishna says, evam parampara praptam imam raja shayo viduhu sakale neha mahata yoga nashta parantapa. Krishna gave this knowledge of the ultimate truth to Vivasvan, who gave it to Manu, who gave it to Ikshvaku, and it was passed down in a parampara system. But due to the effect of time, it's become lost. So the effect of time is to make things worse. In this material world, the effect of time is to make things worse. And it's only illusion to think that things will be new and better. Throw out the old government, bring in a new government. They're just old rascals in a different way, that's all. Whichever government you bring in. Unless they give the Vedic culture and the Vedic knowledge, that's what they should be doing. So this idea, always get something new year, make a new start. We have to look to that which is ancient, undying, eternal. What is that? Is that we are ancient, undying, eternal. We are eternal spiritual beings. It makes a complete difference to our lives if we understand we're eternal spiritual beings. We've got nothing to do with 2024, 2023. We've got nothing to do with Scotland. These are always just some illusory identification. We don't belong to this time. We don't belong to this place. We belong in the spiritual world as eternal servants of Krishna. So don't get hung up. We should go out and tell people, don't get hung up on thinking I'm Scottish. Scots people are proud of being Scottish, very strong national sentiment. Just like English are proud of being English, and I guess Shetland Islanders are proud of being Shetland Islanders, and Greenlanders are proud of being Greenlanders. Proud of Scotland? Yeah, you can play the, what is that? They have the bagpipes and the kilts, and they have their bands, and they play this music, and it pulls the heartstrings of the Scottish people, and you feel very Scottish. It's just reinforcing the illusion that I am Scottish. I identify with this. And everywhere it's like that. There'll always be in England, there's some song. There'll always be in England. Well, there won't. Everything will be destroyed in due course of time. And England will remain longer than your body, which is presently identifying itself as English. So what do they sing in Scotland? For all lang syne, for all time's sake. Nostalgia. All useless. We should understand. It's again, I'm not saying anything new. We should understand that everything in this material world is just completely useless without Krishna. When we add Krishna, great, first class. Scotland is a blessed place because Srila Prabhupada placed his lotus feet there in Edinburgh and Glasgow, and because the devotees are distributing books there, they're chanting the holy names. So this is the real glory of Scotland. The real glory of anywhere is if there's Krishna. Otherwise, everything else is just empty at best. People are leading empty lives. False hopes, false dreams. So have a good festival. I'm not sure what time you're going to show this short talk, whether after all the kirtan and everything, but wish you very happy festival. Chant enthusiastically, dance as long as you can. Now I'm in an old body. My so-called birthday is on January the 3rd. That'll be 67 years. So it's an old body. I'm still going on dancing as much as I can, but you can't expect it to go on much longer. And prepare ourselves, or aspire to join the eternal dancing party of Lord Chaitanya in the spiritual world, to join Srila Prabhupada's Sankirtan party, wherever he may be. This is our aspiration. New year, new body. We're heading for new bodies. Let our next body be a spiritual body. Wherever we may go, let us remember Krishna. We can pray for that. Kita janma hao jata tu adas. Bahi mokha brahma janme nahi ash. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings that I'll rather be born as an insect if I can somehow or other in the body of an insect be your servant, Krishna. But if I get the most exalted position in the material world of Brahma, but I'm inimical to you, no, I don't want that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also sings, Nija karma guna doshe jay janma pai, janme janme jaina tava nama guna gai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that whatever birth I may get, according to my pious or impious activities, may I have this benediction that in every birth I can sing your names and qualities. So let's do that now. Sing Krishna's names and qualities. That's our festival. Kirtan, discussion of Krishna, discussion of Srila Prabhupada, discussion of all the Vaishnava Acharyas. Have a great festival. Have a great year. Wishing you a really happy new year, 2024. Happy year means more kirtan, more prasadam, more book distribution, more bringing people into Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness, unlike the material world where everything is getting worse, everything is subject to decay, Krishna consciousness means anandam buddhi vardhanam, increasing the ocean of transcendental bliss. So let us pray for a tsunami to cover the whole of Scotland, even the highlands. Let it drown. We're praying, let the whole of Scotland be drowned in love of Krishna. It's possible. Anything is possible. Don't think it's impossible. Everyone thought it was impossible that Krishna consciousness could go to the West. The next year could be a watershed year. Fabulous, tremendous things can happen if we go out, chant, distribute books, distribute prasadam, have festivals. Amazing things can happen. Krishna is the supreme controller. Krishna wants that his name and fame be spread in every town and village. You have a great responsibility. Whoever, wherever devotees are, they have a great responsibility to spread this message everywhere. Prithivite ache jato nagaradi gram sabratra prachahoi be moranam. Great responsibility to spread this message to every town and village in our Prabhu Datta Desha. We're put in particular places for a particular reason. Krishna sent devotees to you be born here, you be born here. And then when the time is right, okay, now you join the Krishna consciousness movement. You're all devotees sent by Lord Chaitanya to assist this mission. So you have a responsibility there, whether it's in Scotland or Greenland or Thailand or whatever. Wherever you are, Krishna has a plan for you. You can all work together to spread Krishna consciousness. May Srila Prabhupada's desire, the desire of all the acharyas, the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu be fulfilled. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpa tarubhyas charki bhasindubhyas patitanam pavanebhyas.